Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman by heading over to patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Halbkasten mit Tom Reimann und David Bell.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to another episode of Hypecast.
Hypecast.
Sure, where we get hyped about stuff and things. I'm your co-host, Tom Reimann.
I'm your other co-host, David Bell. What do we got over here? Show yourself, young man.
Wait, you addressed me with, what do we got over here?
Yeah. We do it every time. This is our official welcoming of our guests.
Well, thank you. It's me, Alex Schmidt, and I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you guys so much. I'm enjoying your hypedness. I'm really liking it.
So hype.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We're very hyped here on Hypecast.
Oh, we're so hyped all the
it's
time.
It's policy.
It's the name of the show.
It's the name of the show.
It is required.
Yeah.
If you're not hype, then leave, sir.
I'm hype.
Dave.
What is it?
Dave.
What?
We have producers now.
Yeah, we got producers, you guys. There's a tier on our Patreon where you can be a producer of Hypecast, which means a few things. One of the things is we give you a shout out. So I want to give a shout out to the following people. Mackenzie, quote, righteous hand of lizard people, unquote, chill.
Mackenzie, funky... chill.
Mackenzie, chill. Say the full name, Tom.
Mackenzie, righteous hand of lizard people, chill.
Righteous hand of lizard people, chill.
Chill.
This is what he wanted.
He asked for this.
Other thanks to Funky J. Also asking to be called Funky J,
mm-hmm.
as in the letter J.
Yeah.
Not sure what the J stands for. It could be Jesus.
Something funky.
Yeah.
Your first bullet is Jesus.
Yeah, it's Funky Jesus.
Oh, no, Jesus.
Yeah. That's it
could
from
it
now on.
Jesus?
Yeah. Could it be Jesus? Another one is Nolan Matten. Who does our We Just Watched. He's done a few We Just Watched as well.
Yeah. I recognize the name, but I can't immediately remember which We Just Watched were his.
I don't know. I'm not going to look it up. But thanks, Nolan.
Yeah.
Yeah, for making us watch some movies.
Not quite enough to get us to look them up, but...
Look, I have one doc open, and it's not the doc with that stuff.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think it's
but
fair.
Also, the true fans know.
Yeah,
they already know. They remember.
Yeah,
they've got all this information Rolodexed. Yeah,
yeah. And finally, Pie Guy. P.I. I think that's important. He must be really into the movie Pie.
I assume
right?
Yeah.
The Darren Aronofsky film.
Is it Darren Aronofsky?
It's probably Darren Aronofsky.
I don't
right?
see
that's,
any other explanation.
That's our subscriber.
Yeah.
Thank you, Darren Aronofsky.
Hi, Darren.
Hi, Darren. All right, that shit's over with.
Yeah.
thank you to all those producers.
Yeah, those folks are great.
It's great.
Thank you guys so much. It's a brand new tier we're trying out. So, there.
Yeah,
they
we
are
did
official
it.
Official Hypecast producers.
Yeah. They also get some merch.
And some merch.
So that's
yeah.
good.
Throwing some shit at you.
Yeah.
Shall we get into the trailers?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, there's a lot this week.
There's a lot this week, indeed, because, I don't know, this felt like the week to release a bunch of bullshit, I guess.
Well, the Brazilian Comic Con, it's like CCXP, I think is what it's called, was last week and last weekend, so there was a couple of new trailers, including Wonder Woman 1984.
Yes, the first trailer.
Is there? There's a Brazilian Comic-Con?
There is, and it's massive.
Wow. Right, that must be the busiest event in the world.
Yeah. It looked like.
Oh my god.
We had a couple of people from Collider down there, and it looked like just a madhouse. There was so many people there.
Yeah.
Got to be the coolest of the Comic-Cons too. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Wonder Woman 1984. Alex, did you see the first Wonder Woman?
I did. I enjoyed it. The ending was a little bit weird, but it didn't ruin the movie or anything.
Yeah.
I agree.
I feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it felt like, I guess we can spoil it. It felt like it was building up to she has to realize that there's evil in the world.
Right.
And so it wasn't a villain causing World War One. It's just like the history and the politics and stuff.
It's just what humans do.
Yeah, and then it turned out to be like a weird Steppenwolfy villain. It was stupid.
David Lewis. What the fuck? With a mustache under his big like Ares armor. That was
fucking weird. His gigantic armor and then his little David Lewis face with a little mustache.
And like the one liberal in the movie.
I really didn't care for that.
That sucks. But overall, it was great, and Gal is great, and Chris Pine was good. Everybody was good.
Yeah, yeah, and Pine's back. Is he getting resurrected? Is there some sort of dark magic resurrecting him in this one?
No, I suspect it has something to do with whatever Pedro Pascal's character is selling.
You think it's dark magic?
No, I don't think it's dark magic. I think it's maybe... Well, it might be dark magic. But I'm thinking something like, I don't know, virtual reality or some sort of weird... I don't know. I'm fuzzy on his character. He plays a character named Maxwell Lord, who is I'm not super familiar with, but he's kind of like a diet Lex Luthor.
Oh, okay.
So it could be any number of things. It could be like some weird technology he's trying to sell that's based on alien shit he stole. I don't know.
Whatever it is.
But I'm guessing Chris Pine's return has something to do with him.
Okay. I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I saw the trailer and I don't know what will happen in the movie, which is pretty exciting.
That is a nice thing.
Like, I have a sense of the movie, but I don't know all the story, you know?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yes.
It does, I think, and this isn't a bad thing. I don't think this is a bad thing, but it does have a symptom of something that both this and the next show we're going to talk about, which is highly influenced by Stranger Things.
where they're like
Stranger Things is huge, I guess everybody likes the 80s and malls and shit, so let's just, although I feel like this, I don't know when this was in production, but it was definitely in production after Stranger Things, at least the first or second season.
Yeah,
so I feel like, and they're not wrong, like it's,
yeah,
it's like when I saw the 80s mall in this, I was like, ooh, that's like my childhood.
Right. There is a Walden great. Books prominently featured.
Yeah. Yeah. They know who they're pitching this to.
You nerds like books?
Yeah.
Well, here's Wonder Woman sliding in front of some books.
Yeah. Walden Books.
This bookstore is defunct. Yeah. They might still be around. I don't know.
Walden Books Super is not.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
If I had to roll the dice on any bookstore, if they're around now, I would just guess they weren't, because that's the safe bet. Any more thoughts on Wonder Woman 1984?
No.
Great music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good use of Blue Monday.
Yeah. As soon as I watched it, I sat and listened to New Order for a while. It was great. They're really good.
Yeah. They're a pretty sweet band.
Yeah. All right. I guess that brings us to the next trailer for Ghostbusters Afterlife. This has a lot of mixed feelings around it on the internet.
Are you telling me the internet has strong feelings
about the Ghostbusters
franchise?
Apparently, yeah. Who would have thought?
Apparently, they feel very strongly about it. The tone of this trailer baffles me.
Well,
baffles me to my very center.
I think they're trying to be as little like the other one as possible, right? And so they were like,
well, they're apparently not funny at all. Right, they're apparently trying to be as little like the original film as well.
Well, yeah. All right.
What is this?
I have mixed feelings because I don't think they need to try to be like the original, right? That's actually the worst thing they could try to do.
Yeah.
Honestly,
but then why make this movie?
Well, yeah.
Because it's not like the Ghostbusters mythology that everybody cared about. It was Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis and Ernie Hudson.
Yes. No, yeah. There's no reason to make this movie. We're past that.
Yeah, we've moved beyond that.
It's like the Terminator sequels, where it's like, all right, well, the damage is done.
I'm also...
What do we do from here?
I'm also frustrated by this story angle that they're taking, which is the same thing from like The Force Awakens, where the kids have no idea that ghosts are real and who the Ghostbusters were. And it's like, how... It's sort of like in The Force Awakens where they have no idea that the Jedi were real. And it's like, it's only been 3 decades like since like literally the biggest event in recorded history. How could you not be aware of this?
Yeah, also just like the Death Star coming back in Force Awakens, I'm pretty sure the Cult of Gozer is back. There's the Devil Dogs or whatever.
The Terror
in
Dogs.
Terror Dogs. Mm-hmm. And there's the name Shandor, which the internet pointed out is the name of the guy who founded the Cult of Gozer.
Yeah, Evo
the mine
Shandor.
Is named that. Evo, yeah. So, yeah, I think they're just like, let's take Stranger Things and The Force Awakens and let's just put them together.
Oh, neat. I'll hate it.
Do that. Yeah.
I'm going to hate it.
Alex, what are your thoughts on this one? Are you...
Yeah. Well, I've only seen the first one of these, but these new Jumanji movies where it's ostensibly a Jumanji movie, but it's really just like a pretty solid idea about kids get blasted into a video game and have to be the video game characters.
Right.
It feels kind of like that, where they just figured, we've got this property and we can do this like... small town ghost movie. It's not quite that, because there are like somebody's descended from a Ghostbuster probably, and they have yeah. certain things from the actual Ghostbusters movie, but yeah, it seems a little bit like it's a Quiet Place but ghosts, but not the apocalypse or something.
Right.
I'm trying to put it together, you know.
It could have been a script that they already had that they were like, let's stick some Ghostbuster stuff in there. Yeah, yeah. It's Egon's granddaughter, right, is the idea, because Harold Ramis yes. is dead.
That's Ramis. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's also one line I really fixated on, because, and it just happens in voiceover, but one of the kids says, quote, "My grandfather died. My mom says we're just here to pick through the rubble of his life." And I really want to see the scene where they were just like, "Mom, where are we going? We're here to pick through the rubble of your grit." Like, no one talks that way.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy.
What a severe thing to say about your granddad.
Because also in the trailer, they're like, "Oh, mom doesn't want to talk about her money troubles." But also, apparently, mom is like, "Your grandfather was rubble." That's weird.
Yeah.
So it's very fun.
Egon left quite a dark legacy behind him.
Egon really destroyed his family.
Yeah.
Also, Egon got married. Did not see that coming.
No, that is interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of had a thing with
Janine.
What's her name?
Janine.
Thank you. In the first one, and then they just put that on Lewis. So like Egon fucks.
Sure, probably. Yeah.
You're saying he got married. He might not have gotten married. He probably just.
That's true. He does have that line where he says, "I think they're more attracted to my epididymis, which is part of the structural anatomy of the penis."
Yeah.
Egon fucks.
Egon fucks.
Egon adidimuses, you know what I mean? Yeah, baby.
They should just call they should call this movie Egon Fucks.
Yeah. That's pretty much the story, right?
That's story. The story. Yeah, look at it. Okay, clearly fucks. There it is.
It had to have happened.
Yeah. My mom says we're here to pick through the rubble of his fucking.
His fuck rubble.
His
oh,
fuck
man.
Rubble. We're here to sift through the damage, the wreckage of his fuck thunder.
Excellent. Yeah, I don't know. This movie can't hurt me.
No.
I don't know. I don't care. It's fine.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these reboots, extensions and stuff, like, I just kind of try to get a sense of what other people think of the quality. And then if it sounds really bad...
Yeah.
And it's an iteration of a thing I already like, I'll probably skip it.
Sure.
You know, it'll be okay.
You're like the anti-us, where you actually, like, you look into movies and then you watch them based off of that. Where we're just like, oh, gonna have to see this fucking movie, I guess. Yeah.
it's definitely also me sitting and watching the same things over and over again.
Right.
So don't give me too much credit.
But
yeah.
Those things are good because you know they're good.
Right. Tomorrow Never Dies. And yeah. Sure.
Quality film. The world is top shelf. Top shelf film. Yeah. The world is not enough. Can't beat it. Die Another Day. A+.
Yeah. I don't know. I think after... I don't know if it was the new Blade Runner where it occurred to me, like the new Blade Runner, I thought I really liked.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I thought I enjoyed it a whole lot.
Yeah. I also didn't connect it in my, like emotionally connect it to the original, even though I liked it. And it's like these sequels that are done way later. I had the same with Dr. Sleep where it's like, this is never going to connect in my brain to the original. Because the original is so iconic. And this is kind of the same way where I think of them all as fan films. And it's...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I've gotten a lot less emotionally, like, engaged in whether or not they're going to be good or bad from that. Because I'm just like, all right, well, that's a neat take. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe that's just getting older. Who knows?
I'm sure the age especially, has a lot to do with it, yeah.
Especially like the this upcoming Ghostbusters and then the recent like Kate McKinnon Ghostbusters. Like those are, I feel like those are the first two fan ideas you would do.
Yeah.
Our female version and this like rural gritty version.
Yeah. Well,
that's like the first two ideas.
Yeah, you do ladies and then you do little kids.
Yep.
Oh yeah, little kids, right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's little kids.
I wish they could have mingled this cast because I liked a lot of the cast of the other remake.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah. It just tonally was so of its time that it already feels dated watching that.
What's the next one?
The next one's Promising Young Woman.
Yeah.
This is a hell of a trailer.
Yeah, I had never heard of this until you guys sent it to me.
Neither had I. I just...
solid use of music. Solid use of Toxic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is something. It's about a woman who, from the trailer, pretends to be drunk so that creepy guys take her home, and then she, I think, kills them, but they're not clear about it.
Or abducts them.
And other than that, I'm not sure. The tone is very, a very cool tone, a very playful tone, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dark satirical kind of thing.
I'm having trouble with names. The lady in this, the actress, I know her.
Is it Carey Mulligan?
Thank you. It's Carey Mulligan.
I had to look it up to be sure, though.
She's great.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her in a little while.
And I haven't seen her do anything like this, either.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is very different from anything I've ever seen her do.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, I don't know what to say about this besides this looks really good.
It seems like it's a lot about, like accusations of taking advantage of people and assault and everything. And, but also like a very, very dark, not whimsical, but like a dark, almost fantastical. It's like like the Punisher, but for that, you know, like it's really interesting.
Yeah. Oh, Bo Burnham is in it.
Oh yeah. Bo Burnham. Fucking Adam Brody was in there.
Clancy Brown's in it.
Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
No. Oh, yeah. I saw his ass.
Yep.
I saw his McLovin ass in there.
Yep, his fucking McLovin ass. Yeah, I'm into this.
Yeah?
It looks cool.
Yeah.
It's director's first film. That's interesting. Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm going to keep an eye on this one. I assume not a lot of people have watched this trailer, so I would suggest people watch it. This is actually, I would say this is a movie that deserves more hype, but I think the trailer is getting a good enough buzz.
Yeah, it's only been out for a few days, I think.
Yeah.
So.
All right, cool.
Yeah. And I think I described it pretty sloppily, so don't let me stop you.
No,
it looks great.
It looks like a dark, satirical comedy horror film.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's a winky tone, but it's still pretty brutal and dark. Yeah,
right. Because the whole trailer is like it's showing what's happening to her as she's letting these guys take her home, and then like references to something that happened in the past. You know, probably an assault. We can infer from the trailer, but it's juxtaposed with like the dialogue we're hearing are all these guys wailing about how like an accusation can ruin their lives.
Yes.
Yeah.
It definitely seems like it's not. It's handling a subject mm-hmm. probably from a good angle, just from the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Should we talk about the next one?
Yeah.
Escape from Pretoria?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd also never heard about this.
Neither have I, but it's got the Harry Potter in it.
Yeah, it's got the Harry Potts.
The Harry Potter in it.
Yeah, it looks like,
y'all,
you know,
heard about that Harry Potter?
Harry Potter?
Let's go see a Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Here's some money. Go see a Star Wars.
He's got the glasses. He's got,
yeah,
he's
it's,
got
like,
glasses.
It's like Papillon.
Yeah. Oh, what's Papillon?
That prison escape movie that had the original had Dustin Hoffman in it, and they just remade it with Rami Malek, actually.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, it's Harry Potter breaking out of Azkaban.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Pretty much. No, it's like a great escape kind of movie.
Yeah, it's like they're political prisoners. It's like gritty. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it seems like it's in South Africa, right? And maybe history.
I think so. Yeah.
Like apartheid era South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Is it based off true events? Did they?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. That checks mm-hmm. out.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah. It looks tense.
It does. It looks like escape films are kind of like heist films where you're like, oh, I can't wait to see how they do this, how they pull this off. But mm-hmm. this feels like it's not, I mean, that's not the tone they're going for.
There's elements of that, but yeah.
Yes, but it's probably kind of tragic or kind of brutal in some way.
It's like The Great Escape.
Yeah. Harry Potts, he's doing the Robert Pattinson thing. He's leaning towards, I want to be serious. I don't want to be no Harry Potter anymore. Like he's been
picking pretty smart roles since the end of Harry Potter.
Like yeah,
he's in a lot of serious stuff, but then he's in also a lot of like weird indie shit. Like he's going for shit.
He's picking the roles of a man who made a lot of money when he was a child and right. now just sort of do whatever he wants.
Whatever
a movie about a guy with horns?
To.
Fuck it.
Yeah. He just has a hose of money forever, right?
Oh,
like
yeah.
He definitely has a hose of money forever.
Oh, 100%.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so.
Good yeah. for him. Good for him.
Yeah, no, good for
yeah. That's the best.
He's got that. He's got that Muniz, Frankie Muniz cash, where he's just like,
the
yeah,
Muniz
fuck it.
Bucks.
Yeah, I'm done forever. I can just tweet about my house. Like that's Frankie Muniz's account. I don't know if he's still doing it. He's made some weird ass tweets. He's just like enjoying retirement. He's just like
good.
He's just like, yeah.
Well, I think he got hurt or got sick or something. Like there's a story.
He?
Yeah, there's like a story there. I think.
Mm-hmm. All these guys, the Haley Joel, that Haley Joel.
I love it when he pops up and shit.
Yeah, he'll like pop up in an X-Files episode and shit. But I get the feeling it's just because he's like, I want to be in an X-File.
He was on Silicon Valley just for a while.
Really?
Yeah, just did that.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for these guys.
Shut up, and it's always sunny.
Nice. Yeah, and this Potter guy. We can expect years of this Potter guy just showing up in things. Yeah.
I hope when they do stuff, they just show up to the set unannounced. Like, nobody casts them or anything.
They're just like, oh, we got Harry Potter.
They're just there.
I guess Harry Potter showed up. I guess we better put him in it, huh?
Yeah.
Because I don't recognize anybody else in this movie.
No, yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
They got to lean on that H-Potts.
I have a feeling this was a very indie movie that got a Harry Potter, and mm-hmm. they were like, well, shit, we got a movie now.
Yeah, we got a stew going.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's very, mm-hmm. that's fun.
Yeah, that's right. Good. What's the next one?
Avenue 5. What is this coming out on? Is this
HBO.
A Netflix?
It's an HBO show. It's an HBO show. It looks kind of funny.
Yeah, it's like a Wall-E prequel.
It's Hugh Laurie is the captain of this like Elysium spaceship, and they get lost. Is that what happens?
I think they have some sort of breakdown or something like that.
Yeah, I watched this. I saw this trailer on Sunday. They put it before Watchmen this Sunday, so I didn't watch it right before the show. I watched it on Sunday, so my memory's a little fuzzy.
They break down and there's like a shot where, or a scene where they ask NASA for help and NASA's kind of like, oh, it'll cost a lot of money. And they're like, oh no, I don't know. I'm very badly representing the scene, but like, it looks good. I like Hugh Laurie.
Yeah. It's got Josh Gad in there.
Yeah. If I remember right, is it an Armando Iannucci thing or like people associated with him?
Who's that?
He does a Veep and the thick of it and stuff. Yep. Yeah. So it seems like it's that tone, but with a totally fictional situation where it's like a luxury space transport, you know?
Yeah. And that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I like that combination.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
I never watched Veep. He did In the Loop, right?
Yeah, that's like a movie version of The Thick of It, which is basically Veep, but with British government. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all that tone. I don't know. I was not that into Death of Stalin, so I'm a little hesitant on like him stretching beyond Western democracies. But I don't know. This show could be good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good idea. Yeah.
I like it when someone has a specific voice and they keep applying it to very different scenarios and we get to see what that's like. I feel like Mitch Hurwitz should do that more, right? Didn't he do.
Oh, cool.
After Arrested Development, didn't he do. What was that one called with the rich family?
Oh, Running Wild.
Running Wild, which I really liked. It was basically just Arrested Development again.
Yeah, it was like Job on an estate. You know? It was pretty fun. Yeah.
I don't know. I like the idea of someone like him doing like sci-fi or something like that. Yeah. So, I don't know. This will be fun. And seeing Hugh Laurie doing stuff.
Yeah, Hugh Laurie is like a grifty starship captain is fun to me.
Yeah. He basically plays variations of House, right? He's either British House or regular or American House.
He started out in a comedy duo with Stephen Fry.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I think of his new stuff as like Tomorrowland and what did he do? Flight of the Phoenix.
When he's in the later seasons of Veep.
Is he?
He plays like a pretty distinguished candidate who's in the same party as Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I should watch Veep.
But is also very Veepy behind the scenes like everyone is. You know, they're all mean. So he's like bringing that tone and also that accent to this. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I really, really, really need to watch Veep. This is what I'm learning.
Well, you can binge it all. It's all there.
Is it all there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But how will you watch Avenue 5?
You find
not
time.
Enough time.
There's too much streaming service. There's too much content.
I'm sitting here trying to watch Brosnan movies and all these dub shows.
Ugh. God, yeah, I watched Absolute Power the other day. I could have watched anything. I could have watched Veep. I watched Absolute Power.
You watched a Clint Eastwood thriller from 1999.
Yeah. Where Gene Hackman receives oral sex in front of a two-way mirror that Clint Eastwood is behind. It is one of the weirdest moments in film. Well, I'm just like, this is, I don't feel good about any of this. And Clint Eastwood's watching like with disgust, the same way I'm watching the scene play out.
I hope one of the characters, and it could have been either character, I hope one of them said, now this is absolute power.
This is absolute power. As he grimaces behind the two-way glass.
You're right. It should be Clint Eastwood.
Either character.
Yeah, either one is fine. I do think.
Maybe unison. Okay. Anyway. Yeah.
Their hands touch the mirror. They can't see each other.
They say it.
They
say
it.
They say it simultaneously, and it just hits the right frequency that the mirror shatters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a film! Oh shit! Everybody watch Absolute Power. All right, next trailer is In the Heights.
Sure, this is a film adaptation of Lin-Manuel's first show, I think. Was it
is
his
it?
First show?
As I understand it. Yeah, I haven't looked it up, though. Yeah.
Alex, I listened to you watching this, and right where his name came up, I know in the trailer you went, ooh.
yeah.
It might not have been a delighted. It might have just been like an oh, like this a surprise.
This is why I watch things in my secret chamber because. I mean, it was
the same thing.
You know, and it was more surprise than excitement. It just seems like it'll be. Well, I haven't seen Hamilton. I think this would be more exciting to me than Hamilton.
Yeah.
Because I mostly know the American history, but like what I don't know what the story of this show is, and the neighborhood seems great, and the choreography and stuff they showed looked amazing. So
yeah, it looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a good musical.
Yeah.
Which I'm not into musicals that much, but the good ones, sure.
Yeah, and he's a good songwriter.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
It had Jimmy Smits in it briefly, I believe.
Is that Jimmy Smits?
I believe that was Jimmy Smits.
What? Yeah. Star Wars is Jimmy Smits.
I stopped because at first I was like, is that Edward James Olmos? And then I realized, no, it's just old Jimmy Smits.
Weird.
I think it was Jimmy Smits. I didn't look it up.
I don't know. I didn't look it up either, but I also got that.
I take it all back if I messed up.
I don't know. I think we all thought the same thing when we saw him, which was, is that Jimmy Smith? Which, I mean, the three of us must equal.
It 110,000% is Jimmy Smith's.
Yes.
Oh, what machine told you that percentage? That's amazing. Your Smithsometer is just like the needles going to the right. It breaks off.
I carry one around with me like a laser pointer on my keychain. Mm-hmm. So you have to know the exact saturation of Jimmy Smith's and all things around you.
Sure.
Yeah, you're right. It is Jimmy Smith's. Yeah. Good.
Everything has a little Jimmy Smith's in it. They're like midichlorians.
Ever since he blew up on Alderaan, his particles have been scattered throughout the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
They're saturating everything.
This says it's directed by John M. Chu, who did Crazy Rich Asians, among other movies.
Yes.
And now I see that vibe. It's like really lavishly, nicely done.
Yeah. I enjoyed the shit out of Crazy Rich Asians. It was just a big old smile movie, you know?
Yeah. And really, really well done all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So, In the Heights.
In the Heights. I predict it is going to be successful and good. So, bold. It's bold of me, but yeah.
I wonder if it could be one of those like, it's a very different thing from Chicago the Musical, but like, I wonder if it could be one of those where it wins a bunch of awards, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, man, we do that every now and then.
That was weird. Remember when we went ape shit over Chicago that one
Remember when McNulty was in Chicago? McNulty is the person
I didn't remember.
She kills at the beginning. It's fucking McNulty. McNulty always shows up in the weirdest goddamn places.
Yep.
Yeah.
Usually a bad guy, usually getting murdered.
I saw that movie on Shrooms, and I gotta say, it was a terrific film. Really enjoyed it.
I would pay any amount of money to see you on Shrooms, to see your face the instant Richard Gere starts singing.
Oh, yeah.
Is that voice that he's doing? Yeah.
Mind you, this wasn't like, oh, I got to see it on Shrooms. I also saw American Pie 2 on Shrooms in theaters. Not as entertaining. But a great theater. The theater itself was entertaining.
Yeah, the experience. Yeah,
the experience. Yeah, man, fucking Richard Gere tap dancing. Not really Richard Gere tap dancing. Some guy who looks like Richard Gere singing, tap dancing.
Singing like a ventriloquist dummy, like that voice. Like, I don't know what the fuck was coming out of his head.
That's either he was singing or he was definitely not singing, right? Like, it was some bad...
I feel like I looked it up later and he was singing and it was just like that was the voice he decided to do.
That was what they had to do to get Richard Gere to sing. That's fair. All right, next trailer is The Wave, which is Justin Long. It looks good, but
yeah.
It's also a very familiar plot.
It's a little bit like John Dies at the End, but not.
No, not terribly. It was just funny when I realized, like, oh, it's about a guy who takes a drug that changes the world around him in a supernatural way. And I was like, oh.
But this is not about, like, seeing the cosmic horror that's hidden between the seams of everything. Yeah. And it's just, like, it's more about, like, seeing the universe and, like, the things that connect everything and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's not a horror movie.
Well, and also, I feel like... I assume this was never a book, and it feels like it's like the kind of thing where somebody really wanted to direct this, you know? So they wrote it so they could shoot all this crazy stuff, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I do love a film that's experimental in this way, that just has a very unique look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this reminds me of, what's that, Undone? I still haven't watched it on Amazon.
Yeah, me neither.
I need to watch the shit out of that. Yeah. I like anything that's, yeah, unique in a visual way, and in like a, where the world is surreal and like intangible, and this, and you know, like it's, I don't know, there's something very, very intriguing about this.
Well, it seems like people were turning scary a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, not into monsters or anything, just like suddenly they have evil faces and
right.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like I thought of The Matrix a tiny bit in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, like, good call, yeah.
There's like a guy in a lame suit suddenly sees enemies. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
That is a good... That's a good that's, summary of The Matrix.
That's my pull quote on the Matrix DVD box, yes. five stars.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I'll watch this.
Yeah?
Sure?
Sure.
All right, let's get to the final trailer then.
Yeah.
All right. Free Guy!
Free Guy!
This was shot in...
Play
the...
Free Guy!
This was filmed in the origins of Jeff May in Worcester, Mass.
Sure.
Yep. No, I just, you know, I'm
cool.
Always, I...
Was it like obviously Worcester on the screen to you?
No, but I remember knowing what this film premise was before, like, the trailers and stuff, because, you know, whenever something's filmed in a place in Massachusetts, I know, they always have the, like... pictures and stuff and like sort of rumors of what it's about.
Oh yeah.
And what is the city in this called?
I don't remember.
I'd missed it.
It has like a Liberty City type name, like a GTA, and they changed all the stores and cop cars and stuff in Worcester to that name, and someone was like, oh yeah, it's supposedly a guy who realizes he's in a video game, and I was like, oh, it's an NPC in the Matrix or in the GTA.
Yeah.
And so that's a delightful story. That's
yeah, cool. It seems like a fun idea. It's Ryan Reynolds is an NPC in a GTA-style video game, and then he decides to not do that anymore.
Yeah. Does every Ryan Reynolds project have to have this self-awareness
in the
trailers?
That did bug me a little bit that they did a Deadpool joke at the start of it.
Yeah.
I didn't know why they needed to do that.
I don't know why they did, and why the studio that brought you these things twice, and it was like,
Yeah, that's a Deadpool joke.
Yeah, that totally is. Is it in his like contract or?
I don't know.
Like it's, I don't know. That worries me.
Yeah, I'm curious if he'll continue to, it'll go from being a Deadpool thing to just being, well, Ryan Reynolds is in the movie.
Yeah, like a Ryan Reynolds, I'm gonna roast so, my studio. I don't know.
Lionsgate made this. They suck. You know, like stuff like that all the time. I don't know if we need that.
Yeah, and I also think he's. I think he's got more range than... Because I think he knows now what works for him. But has anybody seen Voices?
No, I don't know what that is.
Yet.
Okay,
yet.
I know I've talked about it on this. Because it's about a guy who's very happy-go-lucky and he works at a factory. And his dog and cat talk to him and tell him to kill people. And it's and it's just about a serial killer. And it's Ryan Reynolds playing it. And like that was one where I was like... He's still kind of Ryan Reynolds, but he's doing a real good job in it, and it's a very unique movie. And I don't know, he seems to be having a good time, and this movie does look kind of like a lot of fun.
Yeah,
but I feel like he's got other things he could do. He could do another Blade.
Sure, do Blade Quadrilogy.
Yeah, do Blade 4.
I mean, it would be fun if they put him in that next one one with Mahershala.
Yeah. With Mahershala, yeah, that would be
incredible.
Pretty delightful.
Playing
yeah.
the same character as Blade yeah. 3.
Yep.
Fuck it. The same goatee.
Yep. The same 2000, what was it, 3? 2005? Something
yeah,
around
something
there?
Like that.
Mid-aughts goatee. Yeah, mm-hmm. Killing it, Ryan Reynolds.
But yeah, what do you guys think? Is this...
Why, there's a main lady in the trailer, and I had to Google it, and it turns out it's Jodie Comer from Killing Eve. I couldn't recognize her at all.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But she's great in Killing Eve, so, you know, that's probably good for the movie.
I think this movie will be kind of fun, yeah. I don't know who's making it. I kind of want to know. It's one of those plots...
fucking Taika Waititi is in it, and he
oh,
looks great.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah.
He looks delightful.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those plots that I'm surprised hasn't been done a while ago. It's Sean Levy.
Yeah,
Levy.
Yeah, Sean Levy. He's one of the producers on Stranger Things.
Yeah, he's directed some episodes. He's also did The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Night at the Museum he directed. Real Steel. He did Real Steel, Date Night.
Like a very comedy with action to it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, it seems like. Yeah, you know, so he's probably the guy for it.
He did the Pink Panther remake, Just Married. Big Fat Liar. This guy's got a... Yeah. I'll watch this guy. I'll watch what this guy throws at me. Fuck it.
Sure. Yeah.
I'll watch this goddamn movie.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are we ready for news stories?
I think we are ready for news stories.
All right. Golden Globe nominations. Anybody care?
No. Not really. Not particularly.
I read part of the list and I stopped. I don't know. Yeah. The Golden Globes. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It's okay. Just I would accept sure one, no but I don't know.
Yeah.
Who needs it?
I don't know. The thing where it was all dude directors is especially egregious this year because there are a lot of great things done by women. What came to mind was The Nightingale, which is in my, I think, top five this year. I don't know. It's whatever.
Cool.
It's bullshit.
What's The Nightingale?
It's the director of The Babadook, yeah. And it's about a very grim story. Tom, do you know when it takes place?
19th century in Tasmania.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. And it's about a woman who's basically getting revenge on these men who killed her husband, raped her, and killed her baby. So it's very, very dark, especially at the start. And it's this woman going through the woods with another guy, an Aboriginal, who she's very racist against at first. And it's kind of them like forming a bond, a mutual bond and respect formed around revenge.
Yeah, wow.
And it's
revenge and hatred of the British.
And hatred of the British,
hatred
yes.
Hatred of the British.
So it's like, yeah, we can all get behind this. And it's very good. It's very grim. There's like one of the biggest villains of the year in it, I would
The British
say.
Empire, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the British
no,
Empire.
No, it is. It's this one guy who embodies all of it. He's just this real British prick, just being the worst person ever.
Yeah, he's a real monster.
Yeah.
It's one of those characters that would come off as being cartoonishly evil if, like, the horrors of colonialism weren't so well documented.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, oh, no, these motherfuckers just did this shit all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like a good movie. Wow.
It's very good. Yeah. And yeah, director of The Babadook. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. That deserved more recognition. There's a bunch of movies. Whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck the Golden Globes.
Yeah, fuck the Golden Globes. It's voted on by like 100 people.
Really?
So like, yeah, it's weird. It's like a very small group of critics. And I think, I might be wrong, but I think a lot of them aren't...
good.
Yeah, it's like a very small group of critics from what I understand. Right. It's like it's not the big organization that the Academy is.
Right.
It's like even I think it's like how they decide like college rankings for college sports. It's like a system like that.
The coaches poll where like just like well, is the Golden Globes the Foreign Press Association one?
Yes, so it's
so it's also like sort of an outside the US perspective in some ways. Yeah. If I understand it right, I don't really, but
I believe that's correct, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Whatever. They're making a new Dark Half.
Yeah.
Has anybody... I don't remember the original The Dark Half.
It's directed by George Romero.
Is it?
That's cool.
Yeah.
You sure?
I should watch that again. And what's it about? Is it this guy... is it like Two-Face? Is he Two-Face?
No, it's a Stephen King story. It's a guy who writes under a pseudonym, and then he decides to stop writing using the pseudonym, and like his pseudonym personality separates from him and becomes a separate person and is like a maniac.
Oh. It's like half of him is dark.
Correct.
It's like the dark half. Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot like that.
That checks out. I should watch this. So they're just gonna do all the Stephen Kings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the list of Stephen King movies that haven't been adapted right now is shorter than the list of adaptations.
Right.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that as a product of there being so many streaming services and so many people making movies and everything, that like that there'd be a few authors that we just drill down even further and further and further.
Yeah, why not?
You know?
Yeah,
it's not a bad idea. It's just I hadn't thought it would happen.
Me and Tom watched In the Tall Grass recently, and that's one where it's like...
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Wow. And watching the movie, I was like, oh, this is fun. It's got, what is it, Patrick Wilson in?
Yeah, it does.
I'm realizing I think I would die for him. Like, I just love Patrick Wilson. I didn't have this, it's a slow creeping.
You said that so casually. I love it. You were I'm gonna go to the store. I'm gonna get some milk. I'm gonna get some eggs. I would die for Patrick Wilson. We need more litter.
Yeah.
I would take a cavalry saber to the chest for Patrick Wilson.
I think so. I don't know. I just, every time I see him, I feel like, oh, I'm gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay. Patrick Wilson is here.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. It's just, it really crept up on me because he hasn't done anything amazing in my head, which is every time I see him now, I'm like, yes, Patrick Wilson.
Well, yeah, I remember we were watching the movie, and then when he shows up, we were like, oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, we got Patrick Wilson. That's great.
Oh, this is a movie now. All right.
Yeah, he's got a mustache. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, he does have a mustache.
He sure does.
Oh, man. So yeah, they're making another Dark Half. Yeah.
How much does his Aquaman role contribute to this feeling?
Not much. Oh, really?
For me, a lot.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
He's tremendous. That's a divisive question. All right. Well,
like I was saying, it's a slow creep for me, so it's like every role was a little bit.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of all of his stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a stupid face. There's something about him that I really trust and makes me feel very comfortable.
He's also from my hometown, Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh. Weird.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Good old P-Will. Yeah. Love him. Other news, Jack Black says he's retiring after that Jumanji is probably going to be one of his last films. That checks out, actually. He has a lot of money.
He does. Yeah, that's true.
I feel like this might be one of those boxer retirements where they come back later.
I could see that.
And he may like truly earnestly mean he's retiring, but then just in a few years he'll change his mind, you know?
I think he knows he needs to recalibrate. Because I think what happened to him, if you look at his early career, he's playing like a cool Gen Xer, like a slacker type character.
Yeah.
And kind of serious roles and an X-Files episode. And then he sort of... started doing like, oh, I'm wacky, silly guy. And it's like, okay, that wasn't bad. But then I think he sort of fell into that. Like, I think he did King Kong and he thought like, oh, this is going to be a big thing. And it was, but it wasn't a great movie. So it just made him like mainstream silly guy. So all his offers are probably stuff like this, where it's like, and you're the funny guy, you know?
Well, I mean, he's not silly in King Kong. He did plenty of other like School of Rock. And
I mean, that brought him to like Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like Blockbuster plus silly guy equals you're the silly guy in these Blockbusters now. And I think I feel like I think he wants to recalibrate. I think
maybe. Yeah. I know he's got his kids, too, that are like of a certain age. So maybe he wants to like chill out and spend time with his kids. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that seems legit. Maybe this is the kind of thing where he just wants to take a multiple year break from making movies, but if he doesn't announce that in some fashion, people will think he like messed up or something. You
right.
Know?
Yeah.
Might be that
true.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Or maybe he messed up.
Or he messed up.
And this is a cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he real fucked up.
Yeah. Maybe he's gotta leave the country real quick.
Yeah, maybe Jack Black is killed and will kill again.
You heard it here first, folks. Jack Black, murderer.
It's official. I don't know. He might be doing more Tenacious D stuff, because that's also like it feels like he has a heavy passion for that.
They just did a song with Jack White.
Ooh.
Wait, that's Jack Black and Jack White work together?
Damn right.
Oh yeah, it's been a joke. It's been like a joke for a long time. So they finally did like a quick Tenacious D song that Jack White is in.
Oh, that's great.
It's pretty excellent.
That's like when and it turns out he's not a great guy now. But at the time, it was exciting to see Ryan Adams do a concert, and then he did it. He closed with a Bryan Adams cover.
Did he?
And like that was fun. You know, that was a good time.
It was a good idea.
Yeah. He's not a good guy, but like at the time it was exciting. Yeah, he's not a good partner or a romantic
Ryan
person.
Is a monster? God damn it, Ryan Adams.
Yeah, Mandy Moore's talked about it a lot, and yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
I can see Ryan Adams not being the best boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I think husband in that case. Mandy Moore,
sure. Romantic partner, sure, yeah.
Final news story, Marvel TV is shutting down. I don't know what this means for anything.
Well, that means they're not the branch of Marvel Studios that was doing the TV shows, like all the Netflix stuff and then all the stuff that's coming on Hulu and such. They're not going to be developing any new projects. That's all shutting down.
But
it's all just shifting. Correct. It's all just shifting over to Disney Plus.
Okay, so this isn't shocking news at all.
No, this is something we knew was coming ever since they canceled all the Netflix shows.
Yeah. It was funny because they canceled them all and they pretended like this wasn't why. And it's like, we know why you're doing it.
We know why you're doing this.
for creative reasons, all five of these series, we have decided.
Yeah, no, it's not working
at the same time.
You know how Netflix cares about ratings and shuts things down based on ratings? That's why. Yeah, that's silly.
Well, it's more of a like corporate department kind of change, right? Like it's you know.
It's a consolidation. It's what happens when huge corporations buy other huge corporations. And
yeah, it's a shame. I wish they could just be blatant about it and like just start a new Jessica Jones with the exact same cast. The plot has just conveniently started where the last one left off.
Oh,
because like the Netflix shows were, I liked, they were good, solid trash TV for me at least, where it was like, they meant enough, like they were, they had enough talent around them, but they were kind of silly. So it was like, yeah, I can zone out and watch these.
Sure.
And you don't get like, they were like putting out like, five shows a year of just that glorious trash TV.
Because they added up all those Defenders ones. Like they set up a whole mini Avengers. And then a corporate merger happened, so they were like, "Well, Netflix owns a piece of this, so we're done."
Yeah,
like that's all that happened, I think. Yeah,
yeah, it's a shame. Yep.
It's 100% what happened.
Yeah, that's probably not news, but I don't know. I just it's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so, I hope all the people who got fired, if they did, just get moved over to the next thing. That would be good.
It looks like they are getting moved over
because they can just do the same job there. Like it's fine.
Yeah, I think they knew this was coming, so they knew they like could just push people to other. They like planned it. So like,
let's hope so.
Like today, you have been fired and hired, kind of thing. You know,
that's the fine. Article. Yeah, the article says they're being moved. So I think there might be a few people lost in the transition, but. This isn't as devastating as when the Fox merger happened.
The Fox merger, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, they're monsters. They're all monsters.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's it for news stories.
Oh, my gosh. Dave.
Yes, Tom.
Dave, I've been meaning to ask.
Okay.
I've been meaning to check in with you all day.
Just spit it out, Tom.
Did you find a film? Did you find it? It's not so much fun, is it, to be on the other side of this, is it, Tim? Do you have a movie that deserves more hype?
I do.
You Tom. Son of a bitch.
I do, Thomas. This is called VFW.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out February 14th of next year.
Yes.
It currently has a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, although it doesn't. It's shown at like one festival, and it's gotten like 15 reviews. Excuse me. It is the producers of Bone Tomahawk and Brawl in Cell Block 99, and it looks like an equally John Carpenter-esque gory action film. It's Stephen Lang and a bunch of other like recognizable old guys are at a VFW. In I think Los Angeles, and they get a run-in with a group of mutant punks, and one of them that's the description.
Mutant punks.
Watching the trailer, it was not clear to me that they were mutants, but maybe I missed it. Yeah.
Well, they're on a drug. I think that makes them mutants. Oh shit.
Oh, okay. They're like eating radiation or something, and that's why they're mutants. Okay.
They're drug zombies. They're amped up on something called, the drug is called hype, which is, I thought was perfect. They're known as hype heads.
They should meet the guys from the movie The Wave. I'll hang out.
Oh, 100%.
Start mainlining the universe.
Yeah. So this drug guy named Lizard goes into the bar, and basically this group of old men have to fight these young punks. It's like an anti, it's like the opposite of Green Room without anybody being Nazis. But it's just, it's old guys versus young, like, 80s punks. Like, the kind of punks who are just, like, sneering and all, like, violent criminals. I can't fucking wait. And it's, like, gory, and there's limbs flying and people exploding, and it's all practical, like, blood effects. So, yeah.
Yeah.
This is
pretty great.
Yeah.
One of the old men is William Sadler.
Yes. This is fucking out of control. VFW. mm-hmm. I assume people who liked Mandy would go for this. Or, yeah, Bone Tomahawk or Brawl in Cell Block 99. It's just very John Carpenter-esque. That's the best way to... Like, they talk about dummies getting thrown out of windows, and they're, like, obviously dummies, and they splatter with blood everywhere. And it's just, like, gory, but... cheesy at the same time.
Yeah, it looks delightful.
It looks fucking delightful. Stephen Lang has been killing it with the roles he's
choosing.
He's
killing it. Yeah.
Oh,
man.
So, yeah, everybody check out the trailer.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody, but you know who you are. You'll, if you're you watch this and you'll instantly know this is for me.
Yeah, if you said ooh at anything that we said,
yeah,
then this is for you.
Yeah.
And I think that's a sub.
Yeah.
Wow, we did it.
We did it. Alex, thank you so much.
Alex, thank you so much for doing it.
You guys are the best. Thank you. This was awesome.
Oh, you're the best.
Yeah.
What do you got going on? What do you want to plug, if anything? What do you want to do? What do you want to say?
People can check out the Cracked Podcast, and I'm at Alex Schmitty on Twitter.
Do it.
And I don't know. This is just great. I'm really excited about everything.
Yeah, so am I.
That's my mood right now.
Yeah, we've all been given the sweet aura of Patrick Wilson wrapped around us.
Yeah, I think that's my big takeaway tonight. Yes,
yeah. And the space residue of Jimmy Smits.
Uh huh. They're inside of us.
Nothing interesting in the mail today. Maybe I should mow the lawn. I would die for Patrick Wilson. I'm gonna vacuum. Yeah. I think.
No questions asked. Phone rings right now, and the caller ID is Patrick Wilson, and you pick up the phone, and he just says, Dave, it's time.
Yep, and then I get in my car, and I drive wherever he tells me, and I do whatever he says. That's what you do.
That's what you do when Patrick Wilson calls.
Yeah.
What do we got, Dave?
We have a Patreon, patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. There's exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman and Fox Mulder is a Maniac. Check it out. There's a new tier where you can get a producer credit for this podcast. And it also comes with merch. We got a Sheev mug right now. And I think we'll figure out how to change up the merch as we go. So check that shit out. It's great.
Yeah. So, we also got a store, tpublic.com/store/gamefullyunemployed, where you can get t-shirts and mugs and stickers and posters and all sorts of cool stuff. So check that out. Maybe we should make a Patrick Wilson shirt. I don't know.
100%.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That can be the next piece of official
merch
we do
for
this tier.
A poster of Jesus and put Patrick Wilson's face on him.
Sure.
Yeah, that'll go good. That'll make a lot of sense. Different religious figures. We can do Buddha with Patrick Wilson's face.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We do them all. All the other ones, too. We'll put Patrick Wilson on there.
David Koresh.
Yep. We will. The cult of Wilson. We're doing it. No. We'll all die for Patrick Wilson. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, hot tip, there's some parts of Angels in America where he's sort of dressed like a cult member or leader.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, you can use that.
Perfect. Time to watch Angels in America.
We have a reference.
He's wonderful in it. Really good.
I gotta watch that.
All right, let's get out of here. Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. You can follow him on Twitter at thecorlew, C-O-R-L-E-W, and find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown, and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.